Germany's conservative leader has unexpectedly fallen short in a parliamentary vote to become chancellor. The Christian Democrats' Friedrich Merz needed 316 votes in the Bundestag, but only secured 310. We can talk to Matthias Dilling, who's assistant professor of political science at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. As far as Friedrich Merz is concerned, what went wrong and what does it tell us?
Certainly, this was a bad moment, a bad morning for Friedrich Merz. It is unprecedented in German post-war political history that a chancellor failed, or a prospective chancellor failed, to be elected on the first ballot. It was also very surprising. I mean, Merz's prospective coalition of CDU, CSU, and SPD has a majority of 12 seats. Now, that might not sound like a great majority, but it's also not particularly narrow. It's not even making it into the top five of narrowest majorities that we've seen in the Bundestag in the past. So certainly this was not a great start for his ambitions to be elected chancellor. It was to be expected that there were some individual defections, as always happen at these votes, but the level of defections was certainly surprising and is likely to be a quite substantive political burden for the start of his chancellorship if indeed he ends up being ultimately elected.
Are you surprised then that the vote went ahead?
As I said, it was very widely expected that he would be elected on the first ballot. Mm-hmm. So this was very much a surprise. Of course, we can't say with certainty what happened and who voted and for him, who defected, because the vote is secret. But it is worth noting that there were at least some members of his prospective coalition that did not only choose to abstain, but also to actively vote against him. The opposition holds 302 seats in the new parliament. There were 307 votes against him.
How do you see this being resolved?
Well, politically, of course, it is a challenging situation for Friedrich Merz. From a legal perspective, there is a clear procedure in the German constitution for that. There are several phases to elect a new chancellor. Phase one was what was taking place this morning, where a candidate, Friedrich Merz, nominated by the federal president, tries to win a majority of the Bundestag. This effort or this attempt failed this morning, and so now we are currently in phase two, where the Bundestag, the lower house, has 14 days to elect a chancellor with a majority or by the majority of its members. This is the phase we are currently in. It's important to note that for this second phase, the proposal right for the candidate moves from the federal president to parliament itself. So it means that theoretically, it could elect another candidate than Merz. However, it has just been announced that the second round of voting will take place today and that Friedrich Merz will also be the candidate for that second round of voting.
It's become a cliche to say we live in uncertain times, but we do. What are the main challenges facing the incoming German government?
Well, I think we can think of these challenges around three R's. Revive, remember, and respond. There's certainly a challenge to revive the German economy. There has been kind of widespread expectations of investment into infrastructure, but also reductions of red tape and facilitating economic growth. There's also the pressure to respond to grievances both at the domestic but also European level when it comes to not only migration but also to defense. And Friedrich Merz has been very clear that and this is also reflected in the coalition agreement enhancing Germany's but also European defense capabilities will be one of the priorities. But of course, there's also an element in terms of remembering the lessons learned in the past in terms of how to respond and engage with an emboldened and quite strong far right in parliament.
Matthias Dilling, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme this afternoon. We'll be back with more after a quick break.